Man dies after having sex with gun. We'll tell you more. Stay tuned. This is Hot News. Hello and welcome to Hot News. I'm in a trade. Dateline, July 10th, 2007, Blacksburg, Virginia. A small community in Virginia mourns as a man dies after having sex with his revolver. One of his friends, seen bowling at a funeral, mourns with tear-filled eyes in front of a reporter, mumbling hysterically, "He was as close to a gun as a Jewish man is to his mother." The two were inseparable. They laughed at her, they went biking with one another on long trips, they even slept together, spooning one another affectionately after this tragedy had happened. The gun who killed his owner was as distraught as his friends. Retrusted by a reporter how this happened, the Don said in a very solid tone, "I'm as outraged as a community by the death of my dear lover, as we had such a dead relationship, but I took it too far." The Don then swiftly fetched his state of reporters descending upon him like the waterfall. Reportedly, the man was performing more sets on his Don when the Don became too excited and literally exploded prematurely in the man's mouth. His mother was handled by fundamentalist anti-Dunn atheists who insisted that such a close relationship between a man and another Dunn is unnatural, and it then starts plans. But he defended his son's choice by saying, "My son is a dead man who happens to have a sexual attraction to firearms." Meaning that the two behave so tenderly towards one another, you can't judge their relationship using Christian morality. The recent death between Dunn and his lover has reignited the debate on whether the United States should tone down sexual relationship between a man and his firearm. Aptus points to the second amendment of the Constitution, which states that a well-regulated matilda be necessary to the security of a free state, though I agree to have hot day sets with the Duns shall not be infringed. A spokesman of the RNA has come out with the official statement that people who have sex with the Duns don't kill people, they just tone themselves. However, this statement does not pledge the Twitter to boldly detail that any measure will be taken to prevent such a tragedy from happening, and killing anyone that opposes us. Allahu Akbar! Despite the tomfoolery boiling on the subject, it should be noted that a man didn't have safe sex with any firearm of his choice if 7,000 are taken. A 10,000 seeming to barrel the gun can prevent death, especially if the man cannot pull the gun swiftly out of him before the gun suits its loads. In addition, the man should also take all the sensations of some sort of diagram of terrifying to further decrease the risk of pregnancy, ending but some type of monstrous hybrid half-human, half-down. Despite these simple steps that have prevented such tragedy from happening to its long sense at a dinner party that your son died, for having such a sort of relationship with a piece of metal. And this is NH3 from Unnew signing off. Thanks to Encyclopedia. Stay safe.